At Big Law, we're big on providing you great legal help without the big city legal fees. If you have a family law, business law, wills and estates, commercial law, or conveyancing issue, we're here to help. Make an appointment by calling us on 3482 6900 or visit us at biglaw.com.au. Now, here is your podcast.
If you're about to purchase a property, it's likely that you'll be considering whether or not you should press ahead with those building and pest inspection reports. And in the back of your mind, you might also be thinking that if anything adverse is raised in those reports, you'll simply terminate the contract. Well, it's not that simple. To learn more, I'm joined by Warren Wood of the law firm Big Law, based in Strathpine, Queensland. Warren, should prospective buyers, when it comes to purchasing a property, seek building and pest reports?
We highly recommend that they do. Basically, all buyers should look at whether there's any issues with the property, and the only way they can do that is to investigate it themselves here in Queensland. And the best way to do that is to get a professional who has experience in buildings and pest inspections to investigate the property in that regard on their behalf.
And I'm assuming that, look, it's probably commonplace for most buyers to do that. Is that the case in your experience?
Yes, most buyers do it. And generally, in the contract, they will have a condition that either must be done within 7 or 14 days. We would recommend about 14 days to do it because that gives enough time for the inspectors to go out, prepare their reports, the buyer to investigate the reports, and then, if necessary, negotiate any outcome based on those reports.
Now, if one of those reports, be it the building or pest report, identifies any live issue that might sort of warrant the buyer to reconsider, can the contract be terminated?
Only in very small circumstances can it be terminated. At the moment, the contract can be terminated if there is active termites in the property. Or not just a termite in a specific little area, it must be quite substantial termites that can't be killed or something like that. Or if there's major structural damage to the property. Or alternatively, if the buyer acting reasonably finds a number of problems and together they add up to issues that the buyer cannot deal with and they wish to terminate the property. The most important thing for buyers to remember is that under the contract, a buyer must act reasonably. And reasonable is different from what I think is reasonable to what you think is reasonable to what the buyer, to what the seller. Everybody's got their own idea of what reasonable means. So it's important there for a buyer to understand that they have to act reasonably, and reasonableness is active termites, structural damage, or major complications within the building. If those aren't found major complications, the buyer still has the right to negotiate an outcome of some sort with the seller at the end of the day.
I'm assuming that it might be a bit of a generally held view by people out there that if a building report does identify even a slight issue, that it would be a way out of the contract. Is that what you
that's
find?
A bit of a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Because, for example, if the building inspection says that you've got a leaking tap or a small crack in a wall or a minor issue, that doesn't give you the right to terminate a contract because that's not acting reasonably.
Yes.
So that's why it must be a major issue like termites or a structural problem or a major wall falling down or a roof caving in. I mean, those are extreme cases, but that's what a major issue tends to be. Otherwise, they can negotiate an outcome.
Look, and it does really re-emphasise the point that when people go into these agreements, they need to be sort of rock solid that they actually want to purchase the property, don't they?
That's correct, yes. And if a buyer is unsure, then it's important for them to see or speak to a solicitor beforehand so they can have other conditions drafted into the contract. For example, actually giving them the right to terminate a contract for any issue that comes up in a building inspection, or, for example, including what might be something like a due diligence clause for them to investigate other issues. And if there's any problems that the buyer is not satisfied with, they can terminate on other basis, apart from a minor issue under a building and pest inspection.
Now, in contrast, if one of those reports identifies an issue, be it remedial or otherwise, can the purchase price be renegotiated?
Definitely. And this is where the buyer's got a couple of options that we give them. So the first option is if they're happy with the property and they're happy to accept it in that condition, then they obviously, they confirm they're satisfied with building and pest and we continue on in the contract. The second option is, as buyers got, is they can say to us, for example, that the building inspector has picked up a number of issues, for example, leaking taps, cracks on the roof, whatever those issues might be, and they can ask for the seller to repair or fix those issues. Or alternatively, the buyer also has the right to ask the seller to reduce the purchase price. For example, if they believe it's going to cost $100, $500, $1,000, we can ask for a reduction in the purchase price. Then it becomes good old-fashioned contract negotiation where the seller can then either accept it and agree to those reductions or to fix those issues. Or alternatively, a seller can come back and say, no, I won't do A, B, and C, but I will do D, E, and F. Or I won't give you $1,000, but I'll give you a $500 reduction. And it's up to the parties to negotiate an outcome, which is done by way of exchange of letters between the two solicitors' firms or between the by a solicitor and a self-acting seller.
I was going to say that it would make a lot of sense for a solicitor to be involved in this process because it would alleviate or minimise, you know, the buyer having to be, you know, involved in what could be a protracted conversation about, you know, contract price.
Exactly, and it also makes it easier for a seller because the average person out there who's selling or buying a property isn't used to the contract negotiation.
Yeah.
And that's where a real estate agent or solicitor comes in handy because this is what we do every day. So, and generally, if a solicitor is negotiating with for example, a buyer solicitor negotiating with a seller solicitor, we understand the procedure. We'll know where somebody's pushing their luck or yes, this is a valid negotiation and we should allow them something. And we can explain that to our, you know, respective clients, whether it be the seller or the buyer.
So, in a practical sense, are you suggesting that when somebody wants to buy a property prior to or perhaps just after signing a contract or the REIQ agreement, should they seek advice from you then or prior to that?
From a legal side, we always recommend that a buyer does negotiate or speak to their solicitor before they sign the contract because at that stage, the solicitor can put in special conditions to protect you as the buyer. For example, they can adapt the building and pest inspection to say, if I find any issues, then I can terminate the contract. Or they can add in a due diligence clause or maybe a council approvals clause to say that, you know, if we do our searches and our search discovers that a building or a swimming pool or a fence or gazebo on the property doesn't have a council approval, then we know how to deal with it. You have a right to terminate or the seller must fix it or whatever the issue is at that stage.
Now, Warren, just in relation to those reports, should a solicitor provide advice on them?
Dan, in that regard, the law is quite clear that solicitors aren't registered or licensed builders or licensed building and pest inspectors. So we actually are not qualified to review those reports and give advice on them because that's why you have obtained the independent builders and independent pest inspectors out there to do it. So what we recommend is that because we're not allowed to review those documents, that the clients discuss them with their licensed building inspector and their licensed pest inspector and then give us a list of any issues that arise so that we can negotiate those issues with these potential sellers.
It just makes so much common sense, doesn't it?
Exactly.
You know, rather than just thinking of the solicitor's role in just doing the conveyance, getting them there right before that contract is signed and making sure that it all goes smoothly from there.
That's correct. Now, obviously, solicitors are entitled to charge their legal fees. So some of those negotiations, especially if they're protracted negotiations, a solicitor may charge additional to their standard conveyancing fees. But sometimes that's worth your while when you look at the bigger picture. You're buying a $500,000 house, charging an extra $150 or $300 but an extra legal advice. And the bigger picture is not a lot to consider.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
Warren, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for listening. Need further information? Simply call 3482 6900 or visit us at biglaw.com.au.